Good morning, everybody, with Dwayne and Abby.
Welcome to Thursday, almost Friday.
Once again, Morgan Wallen finds himself back at the top of the country music headlines.
It's time for some scalding hot country tea. Let's fill.
It's going to take a long time, if ever, for Morgan Wallen to repair the damage after he got caught using a racial slur on Sunday night. As you may have already heard, his music is being banned almost everywhere, and that includes streaming services like Pandora, Apple Music, and Spotify.
And I want you to think about it from this perspective. You do something, you say you're sorry. You do something again, you say you're sorry. Third time? I mean, there's a pattern here.
Right. So his record label has distanced himself from them. They released a statement yesterday saying that they were suspending his recording contract indefinitely.
Yeah.
And then also he has been suspended from being eligible for any ACMs this year. They are halting his potential involvement and eligibility for this year's award cycle.
Here's the deal. That type of language is inexcusable in any society today. It will take a long time for Morgan Wallen to heal from this mistake. He's young. He has plenty of time. What we need to do for Morgan and his family right now is lift them up in prayer.
So, you know, it started with the drunken disorderly at a bar in Nashville. Then last time it was, you know, the making out with the random girls in Alabama. All three of these events seem to be alcohol related. So it wouldn't be shocking if we see that he seeks some kind of help,
whether
like rehab or something like that. Something has to change because just apologizing is not changing his behavior.
You can't keep making mistakes like that and just think it's okay to, I'm sorry, and then do it again. So again, let's pray for Morgan and his family and hope that young man gets his life turned back around, because I really do enjoy his music.